DR Congo and Rwanda sign long-awaited peace deal in Washington, date modified colon 2025-06-2017T20:57:20.388Z, description colon the deal has been hailed by President Trump as a great day but there are potential pitfalls, comma dot. DR Congo and Rwanda sign long-awaited peace deal in Washington, 2 days ago, save, Natasha Boudi, Basilio Rukanga and Brandon Drennan BBC News, save, reporter Harianna Veris says Congolese president very thankful to Trump. Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo have signed a peace deal in Washington aimed at ending decades of devastating conflict between the two neighbors, and potentially granting the U.S. lucrative mineral access. The deal demands the disengagement, disarmament, and conditional integration of armed groups fighting in eastern DR Congo. Further details are scant and previous peace deals in the region have failed, yet that has not deterred the U.S. and Congolese presidents from framing this as a generational victory. Today, the violence and destruction comes to an end, and the entire region begins a new chapter of hope and opportunity, U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday, AFP via Getty Images. Friday's signing follows a declaration of principles that were agreed in April, flanked by Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and delegates from DR Congo and Rwanda in the Oval Office. Trump called the peace treaty a glorious triumph. "This is a tremendous breakthrough," Trump said, shortly before adding his signature to the peace treaty signed earlier by the respective African delegates. The deal was signed by the Congolese and Rwandan foreign ministers at the U.S. State Department. Ceasefire deal still faces many challenges. Another diplomatic success for President Felix Tshisekedi, certainly the most important in over 30 years, said the Congolese president's office, ahead of the signing. There has been talk of Tshisekedi and Rwanda's President Paul Kagame going to Washington to meet Trump together, though no date has been fixed. When tensions between the two countries escalated at the beginning of this year, Qatar intensified de-escalation efforts, according to a diplomat briefed on the negotiations. Qatar sent envoys to both capitals to urge de-escalation, and after the Congolese and Rwandan presidents met in Doha, a joint committee was established, supported by the U.S., the diplomat added. "What's the fighting in DR Congo all about? The evidence that shows Rwanda is backing rebels in DR Congo, your phone, a rare metal, and the war in DR Congo. Decades of conflict escalated earlier this year when M23 rebels seized control of large parts of eastern DR Congo, including the regional capital, Goma, the city of Bukavu, and two airports. Thousands of people have been killed and hundreds of thousands of civilians forced from their homes following the recent rebel offensive. After the loss of territory, the government in Kinshasa turned to the U.S. for help, reportedly offering access to critical minerals in exchange for security guarantees. Eastern DR Congo is rich in coltan and other resources vital to the global electronics industries. Rwanda denies supporting the M23 despite overwhelming evidence, and insists its military presence in the region is a defensive measure against threats posed by armed groups like the FDLR, a rebel militia composed largely of ethnic Hutus linked to the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Rwanda in turn accuses the Congolese government of backing the FDLR, which is denied by DR Congo. Their presence is of utmost concern to Kigali. When some information about the deal was released last week, a statement spoke of provisions on respect for territorial integrity and a prohibition of hostilities, but there were no specifics. It also talked about the facilitation of the return of refugees and internally displaced persons. According to a Reuters news agency report, Congolese negotiators had pushed for an immediate withdrawal of Rwandan soldiers, but Rwanda, which has at least 7,000 troops on Congolese soil, refused. In an angry statement a day before the deal was signed, Rwanda's Foreign Minister Olivier Nduhungirehe condemned the leak of a draft peace agreement, saying Rwanda had demanded the other parties to respect the confidentiality of the discussions. The calls for the total withdrawal of Rwandan troops from DR Congo are a major point of contention. But Nduhungirehe said the words "Rwanda Defense Force," "Rwandan troops," or "withdrawal" are nowhere to be seen in the document. Just hours before the signing ceremony, Tshisekedi's office said the agreement does indeed provide for the withdrawal of Rwandan troops. but preferred the term disengagement to withdrawal simply because disengagement is more comprehensive. Unless and until full details of the signed deal are made public, several crucial questions remain unanswered. Will the M23 rebel group withdraw from areas they have occupied? Does respect for territorial integrity mean Rwanda admits having troops in eastern DR Congo and will withdraw them? Would the agreed return of refugees allow thousands of Congolese back from Rwanda? Does disarmament mean that the M23 will now lay down their weapons? Who will disarm the FDLR, after the failure of several previous attempts? Would the agreed humanitarian access allow the reopening of the rebel-held airports for aid supply? Prior to Friday's signing, Rwandan government spokeswoman Yolanda Makolo told Reuters news agency that the lifting of defensive measures in our border area would be contingent upon the FDLR's neutralization. One of the main actors in today's conflict, the M23 rebels, were spawned by a previous peace deal 16 years ago that failed to ensure demobilization. Last year, Rwandan and Congolese experts reached an agreement twice under Angolan mediation on the withdrawal of Rwandan troops and joint operations against the FDLR, but ministers from both countries failed to endorse the deal. Angola eventually stepped down as a mediator in March. More about the DR Congo conflict from the BBC. Congolese rebels want peaceful solution to crisis, UN says ex-DR Congo president returns from self-imposed exile. Party says DR Congo conflict tests China's diplomatic balancing act. How DR Congo's Tutsis become foreigners in their own country. They took all the women here. Rape survivors recall horror of DR Congo jailbreak. Getty Images / BBC. Go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent. Follow us on Twitter at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica. BBC Africa Podcasts, Focus on Africa, This is Africa, Democratic Republic of Congo, Africa, Rwanda, United States.